Kuglan and Ablat Gemara, we are up to Daf Kufnun Dalad Amid Aleph. So we're discussing the lava of Mechamer, leading your donkey carrying things for you. And we had different opinions there. One opinion is that for Mechamer, you, the Mechamer, you get chorus, mechatas like anything else, and you get skila just like any other malacha. And first thing you know, Mechamer says that you have chatas and you have skila. And then Rava has a problem with that. Could be learned shegi from Avodah Zarah, you have to be doing something, a maisa, and here you just, you know, you can whistle to your animal and it's carrying things for you. So that can't be included. And then regarding a skila, that it seems that there's some malach on Shabbos that you don't get skila, because it says these are malach, those Shabbos you do get skila. Mashmah, some malach you don't. So which one is it? Maybe that's Mechamer, or maybe it's something else. That was one version of Rav Mechamer. The other version of Rav Mechamer is that you're not chayv achatas, nor you're not chayv achatas, but you are chayv skila. So again, the question is, how can that be? Isn't the rule that only if you're chayv achatas, it says if you're chayv achatas, you're chayv skila? So obviously, if you're not chayv achatas, you're not chayv skila. So the Gemara says that obviously is your own addition. It doesn't say that anywhere. Okay, so right now we're saying that Mechamer is either equal to everything else or different, that there's no chatas, but there is skila. So now we're up to the Gemara here. Rava was Achua de Rav Mori bar Rachel. Rava was the brother of Rav Mori, the son of Rachel. Rachel was the one that was kidnapped, and her husband was one of her kidnappers. But later he converted and he became known as Issachar Geira. We have mentioned Shas many times. But his son was always named after his mother. So Rav Mori bar Rachel. Now Rav was a brother of Mori bar Rachel. So Rav, the brother, so I guess by the time Rav was born, he was already the son of Issachar Geira. But we wouldn't know who that is, so therefore we're saying he's a brother of Mori bar Rachel. But Ba'am, there's another version that says he was Avur de Mori bar Rachel. Another version that completely throws that what I just said, and says that in fact Rav was a father of Mori bar Rachel, which means that he was a Yid from both sides. Says he might have before morning, but further more, says it can't be. Elish the Basra Kasha, the second version of Shver, heard the Rav was Achshre, the Rav went ahead and he allowed the Rav Mori Baruchel in a position of authority, Manya Bepursu the bubble, that he let him have a position of authority, and he made a special dispensation because he argued, it says in the Kerav Echicha that your king should be made from amongst your brethren. So, of course, his mother was a Yid, and even though his father was not a Yid, Rav said, you know what, he's allowed to be. He could be a position of authority, it's not a problem. But if his father was Rava, then what was the issue? What was the drama? So obviously that version is wrong. But that was a society issue. It says the Gemara, that's not it. Maybe Dilma Trey Mori Baruch Lava. Who told you which Mori Baruch we're talking about? Anyway, Havi Masnila, he said, L'hosh Ma'it Moshav Yechon, this din regarding Mechamer in the name of Yechon, Liftoid, he says that you actually are potter. He says that what? That he potter. Which way? This is what he said. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Hamechamer Acha Behentim Shabbos. Potter Meklum. In fact, you potter everything. B'shoigig, if you Mechamer, even though it's a lav, you don't bring a chattas. You don't bring a chattas. Why not? Because the hooks are called to the Kuala Vizor, everything compared to Vizor. And we said before, by Vizor, you have to do an activity. And since over here you didn't do an activity, you can just, you know, you whistle to your animal to make it come over. Therefore, it's not included at all. So that was one thing. And the other thing, by Rizor, says about nefes ashetasa, you have to do something. And it makes namal chayiv. And once you're not chayiv achatas, nor can you be chayiv skila. That now on chalta Shabbos b'dorish chayom shgol achatas was doyin skila. Ha en chayom shgol achatas we infer, but if you're not chayiv achatas, then chayom was doyin skila. For Freddy Gemara, nu belav nami lem chayiv, so you shouldn't be chayiv lav either. You shouldn't even get malchus. Why? Because the havalei lav, the lav that says don't do any malach on Shabbos, is known as the lav shenitin las horas misa bezin. All the other malachas you get killed for, and the lav that says lasazik on malach on Shabbos is referring to all the malachas. So primarily it's there to get to chayiv misa, and we know that a lav that is meant to give, you know, the Torah, every lav has to have. To get punished, you have to have a hazahar, you have to have a warning, and then you have another place that tells you the punishment. Over here, the lav that was set aside for a war, for a punishment that's going to get misa. You're telling me that mechamer is a lav that doesn't get misa. So where is hazara? V'chol lav doesn't misa bezin. Ain't likely we're going to malchus because where is its hazara? That hazara is reserved for those who get punished with misa. So according to you, you shouldn't even get malchus for mechamer. Says the Gemara, and afil mandama loikin. Even when it holds that a lav doesn't misa bezin, you still get malchus. Over here, nevertheless, you should get malchus. Why not? Because if the Torah is trying to tell you that you and your animal together shouldn't do a malacha, for example, which would be a mechamer, then it should just say like this. It should have said, Leisase kol malach, lichta rachman, the Torah should have said, Leisase kol malacha, you should do malacha, we have to go together with the animal. Why does it say the word ata? Ata lomali, well, what does it say you? And it goes through each individual person is not allowed to do any malacha. Doesn't that prove that ato, vincho, vitecho, avducho, vamoscho, vehemtecho, why do you include ata separate? The whole idea is that the mechamer, and mechamer is a joint effort between you and your animal. You loaded your animal, you whistled your animal, and you chayiv. Ata lamali, to tell you the mechayiv, who did the mechayiv, or behemta la mechayiv, you're chayiv. But if you do a malacha together with your behemah, you're not chayiv. So in other words, not only don't you get chatas and skila, you don't even get malchus. It's just an iser, mechamer. Let me learn, if you came Friday night into this town, as soon as he gila chotzer chorin, so he came to the outside chotzer, I'm going to have una. So he came out the thing, we say you should leave it there, you know, so privacy, and then we said those things which are not muktzah, take down, and those things which are muktzah, just cut the rope and let it fall down. Says the Gemara, gila chotzer chorin, I'm going to have una kleis chuchis. If your animal is carrying glassware, maybe conic sauces, you bring all these bedding and pillows, place underneath, untie the ropes, and then the sacks will fall down directly onto this pillow that you put there and be protected. Says the Gemara, right now the Gemara assumes that a glass keli is not muktzah. Says the Gemara, well, not now, we learn, you're allowed to move all these keli and glass, why can't you move it? It's a keli, can't you other keli? What do you have to undo the ropes for? He's talking about these glass implements that a doctor uses to extract blood, and because it's mias, it's mukta machas mias, or you mukta machas iser. Says the Gemara, how can you then put the pillows there? By putting the pillow there, and you're putting it underneath directly these kelim which are mukta, and the din is if you take something that was portable, and you put it somewhere that afterwards will become it's no longer portable because you have muktzah things on top of it. So then the chayda, it's like you're breaking. Rashi always compared it to breaking. So we answer, bishlife zutre. We're talking about very small little keli, small little implements. So what you have to do is pull out the pillow from underneath and they'll fall onto a second pillow and then you do it until eventually it falls down to the ground. So we ask the question, it says, tevel, if your animal was carrying tevel, a tevel you cannot eat, so it's not suitable, it's mukta, and glass lit like lanterns. Now the glass will fall down and break. Matir es chavoli, and because it's mukta, you untie the ropes, vasaki, knife, and the sacks fall down. The afapisha mishtab, you know they're going to break. The fact that you tell me they're going to break sounds like you're not going to put pillows and cushions underneath, because you will, then why would they break? So we answer Hassan over there, Bikulsa, we're talking about that these are not, we're not talking about glass kalim, which are not really mukta. We're talking about over here pieces of glass shards, or glass panes that you can make windows out of. And since there's no, who cares if it breaks? Because anyway, you melt down this glass. So then, because you don't care if it breaks, why should we give you the idea of putting pillows there? So in fact, we're not allowed to give you put pillows there. Because why should we give you that enemy? Hassan Bikulsa. And they can approve you. Tony, do me a tevel. We're comparing glass to tevel. Ma tevel lechazla. You cannot eat it because you didn't eat truma. Avachonami lechazla suitable. Umay afabishim shtabni. What do you mean that even though it will break? Lechayr, who cares if it breaks? You're making it sound like a big deal, and even though the glass might break, who cares? Because these are, you know, glass panes. No, ma uteima, I would have thought. Lehefshim, muinami choshu. Now, when it breaks, okay, true, most of it will be, you know, gathered up and melted, but you lose little tiny pieces, fragments here, fragments there, so maybe there is a small little loss. So maybe for that alone, it's enough to allow you to put pillows underneath. Kamash long that we don't. Lehefshimu is not a big deal. Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai said, Ha'yisa behem tatun, shalif shal tvua. If your animal was carrying a package of tevur, of tevel, meniach roishay tachter, what should you do? Put your head underneath that bundle, umesalkay letzad acher, and move then your head to the other side, unoiful me'elam, and it'll fall on its own, and it'll fall down. So what you do is you take your head under the sack, pick your head up over there a little bit, so the sack now moves to the other side, and then the sack will fall down by itself. So therefore, you didn't really. So even though it's muktzeh, so you since because you're not doing it the normal way, it's called, we said before, it's like milvim. It's either tiltay tzad or tiltay de gufa, and we said before that tiltay de gufa is not really considered muktzeh. It's not considered muktzeh. Okay, so the Gemara, Chamoris and Gemul, the donkey of Gemul, he said to the Dvash is full of honey, he will like Rotzel, the fork, he didn't want to dismantle it on Matzai Shabbos, until Matzai Shabbos, the Matzai Shabbos, basically the animal died. The Gemara will not now be looking from the pain, you know, carrying the whole peckle. The Gemara will not now be learning, Noitel Kalim Hani Tolin, you're allowed to take off any Kalim on the donkey, if it's not Muktzah, and here you have honey in it, why should it be Muktzah? And so the Gemara, because Hidvish, it became sour off, so it's muktzah, because you can't eat it. Hidvish l'may chazi. So then why did the Gemara bother bringing it? What can you do with it? So we answer, like tisa de gamli, there are cuts on the camel, use it to smear it like a salve. Nuvi yate chabolim, okay, so it's muktzah. So why didn't just untie that rope? The other suggestion on Mishnah, the yiplu sakin, and let it fall down. So we answer that the reason is, because mitzru zike, he will break all the barrels that are holding the honey. Says the Gemara, nu the yavi karev exasa. So then we have the other solution where there's a hefsin involved. We say bring pillows and cushions, and put it over there. So he answers, put it underneath. Mitanfe, the honey will spill out and sully these pillows and cushions. Ukamavatul kli mehachanei, and then you will no longer be able to use the cushions because it's mias. Says the Gemara, "Ba'ikat tzav alachaim," but we learned in the end of Eilam Mitzia that tzav alachaim is mahatayda, and so therefore we're going to rabbanon are going to impede you from helping your animal out. But I look, the animal died later from the tzar carrying something heavy. So why don't we allow and say, you know what? So what you about to claim the honey? The Gemara, he held, because tzav alachaim the rabbanon, he held that tzav alachaim sechakol is only the rabbanon, and therefore he didn't want to be over when he said rabbanon. To save that, in order to become another Rabban. Says the Gemara, Abaya Ashke le Rabba, Abaya once found Rabba, the Koy Meshafshe le Lebrei, he once found his Rabba, his teacher, to Meshafshe le Lebrei, Agabe le Chamora, that he was rubbing his kid on the side of a donkey. Omer le Kamishtamish Mabal Chaim, you're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos, animals are Muktzah. And you're rubbing on the side of the donkey. How can you do that? Amalei, he said to him, Tzedodinheim, he said, this is only the side of the animal, and Tzedodin le gozer rabbanon, and they were never exeded on the sides of an animal. And that's going to be the discussion right now, whether there was, it is a problem with the sides of an animal as well or not. Okay, says the Gemara, no, but you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, because you might then, you know, make a, pull a branch off, and use it as a whip, and so on and so forth. But this is different. Because he moved him on the side of the animal, this is not really considered the donkey. Donkey is only on top of the animal. And this is not considered the normal way. Okay, that's what we're going to discuss right now, whether that's correct or not. Says the Gemara, how do you know there's a difference between the side of an animal or the top of the animal? So he said, that now we learn, Matir Chaboli Vasakim Neiflin. Let's say you have two bags on both sides of the donkey, and there's a rope that holds them together. So what you do is, you untie that rope, and then the sack will fall down. My love, aren't we talking about, Bechever Agavalki, aren't we talking about that they're tied together by a rope, and you have to bend over the donkey to get to the top of the rope, which is right in the middle, and you can cut it open. So we see from here what? The Havaleg's Dodin. So we see that you have to lean over and you know, on the donkey itself. You're on the side of the donkey. And yet you're allowed to. Is that Ayah? It's Dodin. Look at the bottom. There was never an Issa when we say, now let him use the Balchaim, was the normal way, which is sitting on top of it. Not if you're leaning on the sides. Says Gemara, lo no. We're talking about the chaver. We're talking about chaver agalvalki. We're talking about a different kind of case altogether. They were not tied together by a rope, so you have to lean over and undo the whole thing. All you have is there's a little ring that's holding them together, and all you have to do is open up the ring. So you don't have to lean on the animal to all you do is take your hand and open the ring. And because you only have to do that, you're not even leaning on a side animal. So it doesn't prove that you can. The lo have it's dudin. There's no dudin. Or inamri, or belachta. Same idea, another kind of a ring inside a ring, that basically you don't have to lean on the animal to open it up. And therefore, no raif may one way another. So we're going to go now to the subject of sukkah, which we had in the second pedig of sukkahs. So that's a question we learned regarding a sukkah, shtayim b'dei adam. Let's say two sides of the sukkah is walls that you built together, and ba'achas b'ilun, and the third side, and is the tree itself. You have like a big white tree, and using that as a third wall. Shade is kosher. Then you put tzchach on top of it. The ain oilin ba b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to walk inside the sukkah on yomtiv. Rashi says that in the sukkah generally, we always use the word oilin, even though literally you're not climbing. Why do we use the word oilin? So Rashi is interesting. In those days, the houses were tiny. Everybody used to use the roofs of the house for the sukkah because the roofs were flat, so they built a sukkah there. So therefore, we use the expression oilin for sukkah because you're going in, and yodin when you leave a sukkah because you're going down from the roof. So you're not going yom tov. Now, what is it? Even though you build a sukkah on yom tov, you use the chalamoy, but don't use it on yom tov itself. My love. Now, why shouldn't you use it? Why shouldn't you use it in the sukkah? Because l'chayde. The chok baby Elon, he probably made holes in the tree, and he put in pieces of wood or something in these holes. The havelahutz dudin, so therefore he's using the side of the tree. So what happens here is, so the schach, how does he put schach here? He has two holes in the tree, so he puts holes in the what do you call it? In the tree. Puts boards into these holes, and then he puts schach on top of these boards. Now the schach is sitting only on the side of the tree, it's not on the tree itself, it's on the boards that are attached to the tree. So the schach itself was leaning on the tzdod in the side of the tree, and yet it says, don't walk into that sukkah. So the boards are prove that tzdod is also asr. Utzdod in asurin. Said, well, no, you thought that he put boards. No, the kafir le'ilon. He pulled down the branches of the tree, and then va'anoch sikolayu. So the schach is directly on the tree. There's no tzdodin over here. Because it's chach on the tree, therefore it's awesome. The kemeshamish be'ilon, he's using the tree itself. But zdodin, maybe he's mutter, like Rabba said. Freddy Moriachim, so, aim a safer look in the next case. Shalur the three sides of the tree, of the sukkah, was by man, va'achas be'ilon. And the last side was by the tree, kshed is kosher. Now, you're telling me, how is this chach sitting there? They pulled the branches down from the tree itself and put chach on the branches. Who cares how many walls you man made? But still, it's the chach sitting on the tree. Vida kaf yalil, and you bent down the branches of my oil b'yamtiv. So the motor goes back. So what do you want? You want to learn what? We're talking about that, not that you pulled down the branches, but you had boards coming out of the tree. And it's dudin. And you want to say it's dudin asr. No. So how come it's that three man-made walls, and the fourth one is that it's the motor? What's a chilik, three walls or two walls? He's still leaning the schach on something that comes either from the tree, it's dudin, or according to us, the tree itself. So why should there be a difference if it's two walls man-made or three walls man-made? How, no matter which way you learn, it's still shred. So why let it go in? Ella, you're going to have to tell me why, if it's three walls or not, and man-made, and the fourth one made a tree. It's permitted. Is like this. Is between the gavza the parchasana that the fourth wall was made by the tree itself. But not by bending the tree. This case of the Mishnah is safer, is different than the previous ones. Not talking about bending the tree. Here we're talking about to a tree that has gavsa parzachana, like a pine tree, very, very thick branches, and therefore it could be a wall, just the way it is. You don't have to pull any branch down. It is a wall the way it is. And if it was a chach sitting on, this chach, the ilan gufa doif of almu, the tree is only a wall. And the Shabbat that you created. But the Schach is not sitting. You thought that the Sefer was talking about the Schach sitting on the tree, and then the question is sitting directly on the tree, on the branches, or sitting on these boards coming out of the tree. I'm telling you that the Sefer is a different case altogether. The Schach is not sitting on the tree. The schach is sitting under three man-made walls. That fourth tree is a wall because it has such thick branches. And therefore, you can learn either way. Either there are boards coming out of the tree, and therefore we can say it's dodin is mutter. It's not a boards tree, and it's dodin is asr. Or the tree itself, the schach is sitting on the branch, and therefore that's why it's asr, but it's dodin is mutter. So there's no raya from here either way. Deken Nami, I proved you the sefer is talking about that you're putting the schach on the... On the walls itself of the man-made wall. The Tony is that called Ela Shenatal Ela. If you take the tree away, the Cholulamid. If you take the tree away, and the Schach can still stand over, the Schach is leaning on the other walls. Ela Biyamtiv. Shmamin Ozarai clearly the safest is talking about a case where the Schach is not sitting on the tree, sitting on other walls. So we're back to the question. Rabba said that's dodging on an animal's mutter, and Abaya wondered who says dodging is mutter. Lame, let's say Kitanoi. It's actually Machay Kitanoi. It says ain oil lo biyamtiv. It says in Tanoim you should not go into a sukkah on Yamtiv and Abshimun Balaz Aimir Mushum Rab Meir oil lo biyamtiv. You're allowed to go into this sukkah on Yamtiv. What's going on here? My Labhag Mifkli. Ma'asar was talking about a case over there where boards are coming out of the tree. You put the schach on the boards that come out of the tree. Is one who says that it's also you're not allowed to go into that sukkah, it's done masurin. Ma'asar mutarin. No. Kuli Amr's dodging in Asurim. Maybe everyone holds on Asurim. But Hochav is talking about Mitzidates dodging. We're talking about Tzidates dodging. We're talking about sides of sides. And therefore, it's talking about a different case all together. if we had these boards coming out of the tree, and right on top of these boards you put the schach, Abai who argued that dodging is also says, everyone agrees that would be also. Because it's dodin of a tree, and you know I'll use that. But over here, I was talking about dodin. You have boards going on top of these boards, and therefore that's what it's called. Dodin is dodin, and therefore that's the machlekes. I'm going to buy the whoever's on the sun. Hocha, but see this dodin we've given. In the case of boards on top of boards, no, so it's the sides of the sides. And here is a machlekes. Ma'aser v'didon asur, ma'aser v'didon mutarin. So way a bayi learns it, it's dodin the side of an animal. You're not allowed to lean the side of an animal either, and push it. You're not allowed to use boards coming out of the tree because that's dodin. That's the losser. And the machlekes there is if you have tzidid, it's dodin. If you have boards on top of those boards, how do we treat that? And however, Rava says no. Rava holds. I hold there's no difference between dodin and not dodin. I hold that's like our teacher Rabbi, that's dodin and mutin, tzidis are definitely mutin. Man the asab is dodin, asab is tzidis dodin. There's no distinction between dodin and tzidis dodin. Whoever asks here asks there. Man the shalim is dodin, shalim namid is dodin. Matzah is matzah as well. Eisvei. So Rav Mishashel asked Rav a question. So Mishashel came to a little bit to rally the defense of Abaya. He said, Rav, a question. You're saying that dodin is mutin. That if you lean the schach on the board coming out of the tree is mutter. That Mishnah is talking about you leaning it directly on the branches that are bent down. And if you hold zdodin on mutter, it's tzitzel and shulim mutter. If you hold it's zdodin on usser, so it's zdodin. So that's the question. It says, no'atz yesed be'ilon. If you put a stick into a tree, the taller by kalkola and hungry a basket, this is talking about an eid of tchumen. An eid of tchumen, you can walk 2,000 amas, and that's the end. If you want to be able to walk more extended, you have to leave some food at the end of 2,000 amas, so you call that your new home. You cut out from the other side all that extra walking, and you push it on this side, and this is your new home. But only if you have access to the food. So if you have a basket higher than 10 tfachim, ein eruvi eidiv, it's not a valid eidiv, because you can't get to the food. But if it's lemaila, Matas atvachim, if lotan atvachim, eruve is good eidiv. V'chayda taima, the not yesed beila. The only reason is because he put this yesed, this peg into the tree. So to the basket didn't hang on the tree itself. It hung on a yesed of a tree, which is dodin. Ha loim not. Let's say you didn't put it on the peg. I feel the matyut vachim ein eruve eidiv. Even below. Is the Eidiv is not the Eidiv. But let's, the way the Mishnah reads is, if it's below 10 Tvachim, remember the Avir, the space of Rosh Hashanah Rabin goes up to 10 Tvachim. So if the basket below 10 Tvachim, you and the food are on the same Rosh Hashanah. But if it's higher than 10 Tvachim, and the basket itself is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's 4 Tvachim wide, and if it's higher than 10 Tvachim, then the basket is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore you're sitting in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, or you want to use Rosh Hashanah Rabin to walk, but you have no access from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin to the basket, and you cannot take the food and bring it down to you. So the reason why we have to talk about a peg, because really the basket is Sidetz Dodin. The peg is Tzedodin. The basket is on top of the peg. So the basket is Tzedodin, Tzedodin, and therefore it's not Muktzah, and you're allowed to take. The only problem is Shusharam, Shusharam, and so on and so forth. But what about if you didn't put a piece of wood there, but on the branch, you put the basket directly on a branch, it seems no matter where it was, higher than Tzedvachim, even below Tzedvachim, you can't, because it's Muktzah, because the basket is Tzedodin, the basket then will become Tzedodin, because it's leaning on a branch, you can't have access to it. Isn't that a Raya to a Baya? That's Tzedodin is also. The high tana, and here you have a tana. The ka'osib is dodin, says that you're not allowed to use the basket if it's hanging on that suspended on the branch. But the kshodi is dodin. But he says if the basket is hanging on a peg that's sticking out of a tree, you're allowed to. So clearly there's a difference between tzedodin and tzedis dodin. Omer papa papa to defend his rebbe rava. We're talking about chakol de chuke. We're talking about a basket, which is strange, but the top of the basket is very narrow. The bottom might be wide, like a shusha yachid, but the top is very narrow. And if you put your hand inside there, it's very difficult to squeeze your hand in. And therefore, even though muktzah you're allowed to touch, but you're not allowed to shake a tree. And the only way, if it's hanging on a branch, if you put it your finger inside the basket, you're going to be shaking the entire tree. And therefore, the reason why we need a peg there is because even if you're shaking the basket and it shakes the peg, but the tree won't be shaking. Nothing to do with see, it's dodin or not dodin of the tree. Different problem altogether. The Bahadi, the Shokla, you're shaking the tree. Here we don't care how many is dodin. The din is that you're not allowed to shake the tree. You're allowed to touch muktzah, you're not allowed to move muktzah, and you're shaking the tree. So the problem with the basket, the reason why we're learning about a peg is not to create a situation where it's seed is dodin. The reason why we're talking about a peg is because if it wouldn't be a peg, it would be a problem of shaking the tree. The Gemara concludes the halacha is like a bayah. Tzedodin asurin, but tzedetz dodin mutarin. The halacha like a bayah is a difference between tzedodin and tzedetz dodin. That's tzedodin taka osir, not like rabba, not like rava. That's tzedodin taka osir, but tzedetz dodin amutarin. Interesting why we don't count this as one of the arguments of rabaya and rava. So the Gemara Amr Ravashi Hashdam it's dodin asurin. Now that you tell me that's dodin ar asur, you have to be more careful. Hay darge de madlo. Let's say you have a ladder. It'll take you up. Lo linchis inish adikla. You should not lean the ladder directly onto a tree if you want to climb up on Shabbos, because then it's dodin and it's asur. The habel it's dodin is considered it's dodin. What should you do? Lo linche agvaza. He should take a board or something and make a hole in the tree and put a board there, and then put the ladder on the board. Lebar medikla, outside the tree. So now with sidetz dodin, and therefore yilaru. And then he says, lebar medikla, outside the tree, chisolik. And when he climbs up, leilinach kare agvazi, he should not actually put his feet directly onto these wooden boards. Because they become the side of the tree. These boards are the side of the tree. If you put your foot directly, if you're walking on the ladder, that's it is dodin. The moment you put your foot on the board of the tree, that's dodin. Is elalisna akanin. What you should do is walk on the ladder itself, because that's it is dodin. So it is dodin is mutter and dodin is asur. If you're going to stand on the wood, you're going to shake the tree, or you're standing on the side of the tree. You shouldn't be climbing the tree, and it's dodin of a tree is considered like the tree itself. Okay, we will stop here. I wish you have a good Shabbos.